proclamation number 8573 dated the July 28, 1963. Spiritualization of soul and body. What is the physical body? I will answer your every question in a way that it is comprehensible to you, even if you are as yet incapable of understanding the most profound correlations because of your low maturity of soul. Nevertheless, you will not be left in the dark about problems which occupy you and you are unable to solve yourselves. And you shall be enlightened as soon as you desire light. The reconstruction of the human soul happened in the same way as the disintegration of the being took place after its apostasy from me, after the solidification of its substance. The individual tiny particles, having gone through the works of creation for the purpose of maturing, were gathered again. The mineral, plant and animal world released all particles belonging to a fallen being again, and these united in the end and now constitute the human soul. Hence this soul is the once fallen original spirit which shall return to me, to its origin, when it passes the final test of will in earthly life, which necessitates its free will. This soul embodies itself in a cover of flesh, in a material body, and this consists again of countless spiritual substances which are still at the beginning of their higher development. For all matter is spiritual substance at the start of its development, which already shelters more mature spirits within which must be of service and thereby mature fully. Matter itself is a far longer path ahead of itself until it, too, can embody itself as a soul. Yet the time every spiritual substance takes to travel the path can differ considerably. Spiritual substance within matter can mature faster, but matter itself can also be dissolved quicker if it complies with its serving function without resistance. If the resistance of the bound spirit within matter subsides quickly and it is helpful. This is the case if it is in surroundings where there is a recognizable and conscious striving towards me, which has a beneficial effect on all spiritual substance and also shortens its path of development because it is often permitted to be of service. Understand it like this, where an inclination for matter still exists, where no spiritual striving is noticeable, that is where matter is being hoarded, it is given little opportunity to serve and this extends the state of constraint in this material item, just as it can be considerably shortened if the human being does not strive to increase his earthly possessions and thus constantly gives the few material possessions he owns the opportunity to be of service. Then the human being himself, through his attitude towards me and matter, contributes towards a faster dissolution of the latter, and the bound spiritual substance therein will be able to change its external form far more often and faster and also reach the stage when all particles have come together again sooner and the embodiment as a human soul can take place. Even the soul's earthly physical cover is still consolidated matter whose substance belongs to a once fallen original spirit, which likewise shall pass the final test of will as a soul on earth one day. If, during earthly life, a person succeeds in spiritualizing his body of flesh simultaneously with his soul, which, admittedly, only happens rarely but is nevertheless possible, then its spiritual substances will join the soul and attain a certain state of spiritual maturity, so that the beings of light, which take care of the fallen spirits, will also influence the spiritual substance bound within the form such that it will quickly reach full maturity. Because the soul which achieves such a spiritualization together with the body, emanates extraordinary strength on all substances of a soul which still has to go through the process of development. Thus the soul takes its spiritual body along into the spiritual kingdom and emanates these spiritualized substances again as strength to the original being they belong to, and this being will travel its process of development in a far shorter time, because the fully mature spirit will also prevent a relapse when the soul lives on earth as a human being. For the body's substances have been redeemed by its indwelling soul and can never experience a relapse again. Instead, they will also exert influence on the soul in the form of strength and drive the latter into increased spiritual striving. This is why the human being should consider it a very great task to spiritualize his body as well. Why the human being should do everything in order to achieve this spiritualization by not only helping his own soul but also the soul whose substances served him as a material cover during his life on earth. Earthly matter will fade away when the hour of death has come. A spiritualized body, however, joins the soul and flows again as strength to that original spirit which it belongs, so that the latter will noticeably feel the help and, while in the human stage, can never fall back into the abyss because the already spiritualized substances prevent it from doing so. Through physical suffering and pain you can still help many of its still immature substances to mature fully. You can still make small sacrifices of atonement for these spiritual beings if you, in a conscious state, humbly bear the suffering which is indeed caused by the body's immature substances but which, through your love for everything that is still unredeemed and your willingness to help, contributes towards the body's spiritualization. Then you will not only attain your own soul's maturity but you will also help another original spirit to mature faster if you redeem everything unspiritual in you, which still belongs to my adversary, through your love and your will to help wherever it is possible. If this redemption does not take place, the body will go its natural course by dissolving and decaying and serving the untold number of tiniest living organisms again to grow, and then its path will be much longer. But even these substances will gather again one day, and the final embodiment in a form on this earth will take place. Always remember that matter is spiritual substance at the beginning of its development which already shelters more matured spirit within itself, in order to enable the latter to be of service, by means of which everything spiritual ascends. You must differentiate between body and soul, and then it will be easier for you to understand the purpose and reason of physical suffering and pain and why Jesus' path to the cross is presented to you humans, whom you should follow. For he carried the sins for you humans, his soul was entirely without sin and yet he suffered indescribably. And if you suffer, then consider that you, too, should be willing to make a sacrifice for that spiritual substance which serves you as an external form so that you will attain perfection. You can also considerably shorten its path of suffering, and your love should induce you to provide redeeming help for everything that has become sinful. Amen.